I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. Well, tonight should be great. It's your friend Andy, and I'm about to welcome Melissa Gorga and our friend Jerry O'Connell to the clubhouse. Jerry is such a Housewives fan. It's always such a dream to have him on the show. And, you know, I got to confess, I have felt really a little bit like I'm cheating on Jerry lately when Michael Rappaport is on the show, because he's such a Housewives super fan. And just sometimes I feel like, you know, am I giving too much love to Michael that Jerry should be getting? It's very tough, you know, it's a tough situation to be in. But I digress. Tonight will be great. Melissa and Jerry coming up now.
His Bravo enthusiasm is beyond reproach, and she called Kim D a cockroach. It's Watch What Happens Live with Melissa Gorga and Jerry O'Connell now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Jersey Wednesday, hosting a retreat with my empowerment tools, whiskey and ginger. My first guest sings on display, which is exactly where Siggy put her when she held her cake throwing behavior to a public vote. From the Real Housewives in New Jersey, it's Melissa Gorga. And the last time this Bravo superfan was here, he got so overwhelmed with excitement, he overturned his chair. Remember that? Now that we've upped our property damage insurance policy, we've invited him back for more. It's our pal, Jerry O'Connell. Hi, Jerry. So glad you're here. And you've been on the show with Melissa before, years ago, is that right?
Yeah, wow. Back, I think, your first season.
Yeah, wow. Season 3, scary season.
Yes. Well, behind the bar, I imagine many a housewife has taken a page from her book. It's the author of Boss Bitch, Nicole Lappin. Hey, Nicole. This book is very heavy. It's a 12-step plan to take charge of your career.
She made me a plaque for Envy. It says, Boss Bitch, Melissa Gorga, Boss Bitch.
Wow. Congrats.
Because you are.
Yeah.
Let's get started. On tonight's Jersey, Dolores went over to Siggy's. The ice cream sundae that Siggy made was so amazing. I mean, I loved it. I just had to point it out. I absolutely loved it. At the beginning of the season, everything seemed to be going really well with you and Teresa, but then it seems like the restaurant stuff brought out some mishigas between the two of you and between you and Joe. How are things at the restaurant now, by the way?
Gorka's is packed, actually. Every
great.
Single night,
wow.
there's a line at the door. Thank God. That's
and
good.
What is your involvement and what's Teresa's involvement?
So it's mainly Joe. Like, mm-hmm. this is Joe's thing. This is what he wants. And, you know, we came in as a family to kind of do it together, help him out with the menu. But, you know, I can't be there 24 hours a day.
Right.
And Teresa can't either. But we're there and we help him. And we go in there with the recipes with my father-in-law.
I want to go.
But it did cause problems. It makes us argue. And I don't like that.
Right. You're... is there a clip? Oh, let's see.
You're too nice to them because you never want them to be mad at you.
That was really ballsy of her to say that.
I'll be in the kitchen.
I'll be the hostess.
Really, bitch?
I'm late. I'm a princess.
I think you should show your face.
He picked all the pictures himself.
She's only going up by f***ing injection.
I'm f***ing leaving. It's no, only... really. Bye.
I thought you f***ing were over all this.
You know, I overreacted, and I wanted to say sorry.
I kind of feel like Teresa's giving me a half-assed apology, but we need to, like, be a family, so I'm just going to let it go.
Okay, I did that out of order, but I liked it when she said you're only Gorka by injection.
I know, that's not fair.
Your questions for Melissa and Jerry are flowing in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, tonight on Jersey, Teresa and Dolores met to discuss the Danielle issue, but instead, Dolores' loyal tree was called into question. Take a look.
You're believing some crazy bitch over me.
So why would she fucking lie then?
I don't know if she's so crazy that she thinks that conversation happened or if she's trying to put a wedge between us. Maybe she's on medication for being crazy. I don't know what she does.
She does yoga.
You say I don't have your back. You don't have my back either.
Why would you want him to move back in your house after 18 years?
20 years ago, I didn't want to put up with stuff
right.
that you put up with in your relationship.
Are you trying to say that he cheated on me?
I have never approached Teresa about her marriage, but she's done it to me now. So I have to be diplomatic about it because that's the way I am.
Okay, that leads us to our first poll question. How loyal is Dolores to Teresa? What do you think, Jerry?
I don't know yet. I just don't know. First of all, I don't want to say anything negative about Dolores because she scares the poop out of me.
She does. Okay.
She's scary.
Oh, man.
She's
when Dolores scary. Is just like this, like right. sitting across the table from someone, mm-hmm. that scene with her and Danielle tonight, I'm not even involved in it, and I was pooping myself.
Okay, we are, you guys give it a 6 or a 7 out of 10. Here's what, when all the women gathered for dinner at the retreat, Danielle put the pow in empowerment when she came after Dolores. Roll it.
Some say that I'm medicated or on something.
Are you?
No.
I don't trust Danielle because where do you want me to start?
She was involved with kidnapping.
I had her mugshot.
Extortion and possession.
The Colombian cartel.
She could be a con artist.
I have absolutely nothing malicious planned for her.
Danielle,
I don't care what I said about you. I don't care. What are you gonna do?
My character tells me
your that I know who I am. Your character is nothing to brag about.
Okay, our next poll question is, who do you believe, Dolores or Danielle? Jerry, where are you going with this?
I just don't know yet. Listen, I know Danielle better because, listen, before you kids were born, there was a book called Cop Without a Badge, okay? For all you whippersnappers who've been watching this show.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, my allegiance is with Danielle, but I don't know who to believe because I'm also afraid of Dolores.
The audience is choosing Dolores, 78%. Second, Jerry may have come here for the free drinks, but instead we're going to make him spill it between sips as we get his opinions with a round of How Does Jerry New Jersey It. Okay, Jerry, Danielle's back. Has she changed or is she still the same Danielle?
You know what? Danielle's changed a little bit. I'm looking for more fireworks from her.
Do you think it's weird that Dolores let her ex-husband Frank move in with her?
No, it sounds like there's some issues with her son. Look how muscular they are. And I'm too afraid to comment on anything in Dolores' life.
What did you think of Margaret's Siggy impression? Did she go too far?
No, not far enough. I mean, you can keep going with that. I thought it was really rude what Siggy did to her at the seminar.
Adult pigtails, hot or not?
Hot, man. You know what? We all go for hair looks on this show. It's a side pony or piggies. Let's go with it.
By the way, are you a Margaret fan?
Yeah, very much so.
Do you think Siggy needs to let the cake thing go, or did she have a point?
Listen, I don't even think it was that big a deal when it happened. I mean,
it was
come
so
on.
Playful. It was nothing.
Does Teresa need to be stricter with her parenting style? Both Melissa and No-No say she does. No.
Teresa's doing a great job with her circumstances. All my blessings with her and her family. They're doing great.
Thank you very much, Sherry O'Connell. Here's what. Jerry, now that we've got your garden statements out of the way, it's time for an All Bravo All-Star Draft with Fantasy Wife Brawl. I'm going to give you pairs of housewives in each one. You will pick which one you would want on your team. We'll see who you wind up with. Who would you rather have as a karaoke duet partner, Candy Burris or Erica Jane?
Oh, man. Candy Burris, she's okay. Got a lot of awards in her
Who would
show.
You rather get drunk with, Dorinda or Kelly Dodd?
Woo! Kelly Dodd gets a little crazy when she's been drinking, and Dorinda just wants to make it nice, so I'll go with Dorinda.
Okay, who would you rather have your back in a fight, Danielle Staub or Leanne Lockett?
Oh, man, for those who watch Dallas, Leanne with the crazy eyes.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Leanne.
Okay. Who would you ask for a plastic surgeon referral, Kim Zolciak or Siggy Flicker?
This is super rude where we're going with this, and I don't want to offend anyone. I know that Kim has not been on Atlanta yet. Things are going on that no one knows about yet. I'm gonna go with Siggy.
Okay, who would make the better wing woman, Sonia Morgan or Luann De Lesseps?
Oh man, Sonia, because she don't wear underwear, man.
Who's the best trash talker, NeNe Leakes or Tamra Judge?
Listen, Tamra, love you, but NeNe, there's a bronze of you somewhere in the annals of the Bravo world here.
Who would you rather get a colonic with, Vicky Gunvalson or Portia Williams?
Portia, she's beautiful.
Jerry O'Connell, there is your dream team. Real Housewives dream team. Well done. And Jerry, just for you, we've got a Real Men Watch Bravo t-shirt. ShopByBravo.com. Finally, on the next episode of New Jersey, which airs in 2 weeks, the subject of Joe and Teresa's fidelity is brought up at dinner. And ironically, the only thing that doesn't flip is the table. Here's what, Jerry O'Connell, what would you say if I told you the old Teresa Giudice makes an appearance in the next episode of The Jersey Housewives? It's Christmas, buddy. Here's a sneak peek.
Dolores and I just got back from Kim D's. When we were there, she's like, I heard that Teresa's been rekindling an old flame, an old boyfriend.
Wait, when she said this, what did you say to her?
She yelled, it's a rumor and
that's
it's
exactly
hearsay.
What happened.
Shut your mouth.
I can't. I'm like a human right now.
If it's true, not that it's true, but you should.
But who repeats that? It's not true. It's not true.
You should have stuck up.
I did. Why are you talking up?
Jerry, it's all leading in. You know what's coming up. The posh fashion show.
Oh.
It's all. Yes. Let's hit the Shotsky. Okay, let's do this. I'm happy it's Wednesday night. 1, 2, 3. Jerry has nice, firm, hard nipples, I have to say.
Yeah.
And A Conscious Will said that you and I would make a dope couple if you swung that way.
So you never know. 2018, everybody's changing things up.
Yeah,
you know?
He's got to switch it up.
A Remedial tweeted, why did Melissa Gorga belittle Siggy Flicker's plastic surgeon at the retreat when she's had implants and nose and lips and stuff?
Wait, I did?
That's what Remedial said.
I don't remember doing that. Did I?
Heather G said, Jerry, do you think Leanne should have ever trusted Brandy's friendship, or was it just one of convenience?
Should Leanne have ever trusted Brandy's friendship?
On Dallas, yeah.
Once again, much like Dolores, I am so afraid of Leanne.
Really? Siggy was trending tonight, by the way. Heather McDonald said her 11-year-old son, while watching Jersey Housewives, said in a girl's voice, nah, I love you guys. Forget about all the times we fought. Nah. Let's go to Marcus from Buffalo. Hey, Marcus, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Melissa, you look really, really pretty, by the way, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My question's for you, though. So Danielle and you are becoming really good friends. I want to know, years ago, that Danielle said that you went over her house, and you denied that. Did you two ever talk about that?
Wait, that I went to her house?
Yeah, that you went to her house.
No. She never said I went to her house. I actually met Danielle for the first time filming this show. We exchanged emails, and we had met through, like, the internet or whatever, but we've never met before I filmed with her. I met her for the first time on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, like, filming this.
Okay. I want to dig a little deeper into that at the reunion, I think. Let's go to Holly from Michigan. Hey, Holly, what's your question?
Hi,
Yes, I just wanted to say congrats, Andy, on your New Year's special with Anderson Cooper.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you. I could not be more excited.
Jerry, what is your favorite Dallas Housewife moment?
My favorite Dallas Housewife moment. Well, we're pretty thick. I guess the last reunion just ended other day. Maybe when Leanne walked out, I thought that was kind of exciting. Really anything with Leanne. Oh, you know what? What's her name's mom, who had the business, who was going to hand it down.
Yes.
She was a very funny character. I don't know if I'll hand you the keys, but here are the keys. You deserve it. Welcome to the empire.
Woo! He's good.
Melissa, Melly Cupcake said, do you feel vindicated saying Teresa needs to discipline her girls more after seeing Gia saying the same thing to Teresa?
I think Teresa even says, you know, throughout the episode that I was right about it. And it's not a negative thing at all. It's a, she gives them so much love that it's really not a negative thing. It's kind of like sisterly advice. She doesn't have a sister. And so, you know, I'm from an outside looking in, sometimes she can be a little too lenient, which, you know, it's not a bad thing.
Scott S. Emailed, Jerry, which ex-housewife do you miss the most from any show?
Well, I did miss Danielle, so it's fun to see her back. I'm just waiting for her to light it up a little bit. Like, come on, D. It's showtime, baby. Let's go.
Okay. Let's go to Elizabeth from North Carolina. Hey, Elizabeth, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, you're looking hot tonight, as always.
Thanks,
and
baby.
And, Jerry, you would be damn lucky to get Andy Cohen. Let me just tell you right
now.
Yeah,
I would. You're a lucky man. I know this.
My question is to Melissa, whom I adore, by the way. You have just picked up with so much bullshine and just been so stoic. What would you have done if you had been at the retreat and Siggy called you out like she called Margaret out at the retreat, knowing that we already know she called you out in front of a bunch of people? That was humiliating, but
well, she actually did call me out at her house in front of about 80 women, and I stayed.
Right.
You know, I feel like she's just, I don't know, she's different this year than the Siggy I knew last year. So I actually, watching it back, I'm very frustrated at myself for not walking out of that party, because I thought she was really rude to me at her house.
It's game time, everybody. In honor of Margaret's iconic turn as Siggy Flicker during the women's retreat, it's time for Role Playing with Fire. Jerry, now it's your turn to play the roles of various folks from the Housewives of Jersey. Melissa, you'll try to guess who he's portraying. If you get six before the time runs out, you both win. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock.
Here?
Where's Jerry getting his clues? Here?
Oh, am I getting him on
the monitor?
Oh,
there you go. Okay, go.
Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Okay. Okay, welcome to my seminar, everyone. We're going to talk about Empower Mountain.
Sing.
What are you, Dolores, are you insinuating that my husband is...
Teresa.
Something? Okay. Trey, pick up the phone. Put your hand in the glass.
Joe, Judice.
I'm sorry. Oh, you want me to role play? Okay, I'll role play. I'm singing. It loves cake.
Margaret.
That was good.
Are you saying that I'm a drug addict?
Danielle.
Yes. Okay.
I love you. Look, one more.
Nobody's gonna touch my daughter. Let me tell you something. Somebody touches my daughter, I'll kill him. Somebody looks at my daughter, I'll kill him.
Dolores?
Somebody looks at my daughter, I'll kill him. Oh, I couldn't be here. I'm at a football game tonight.
He's doing your husband, Joe Gorga. Demetella Phillips takes a stab at one of our favorite Jersey girls.
Danielle Staub is back, baby! I'm a housewife! Well, I'm a friend of a housewife. You can call me garbage, you can call me compost, you can even call me prostitution whore, but do not call me trash. And I do not have any drugs on me at this time. Why, do you have some? Who are you looking for? Teresa? Melissa? Dolores? Dolores? Teresa? Melissa? Melissa? Teresa? Teresa? Melissa? Oh, you looking for the stop? I'm right here.
Over the bar, it's Nicole Rappin. Hey, Nicole. Jerry, KDP said, you gotta tell us if you saw Luann and Tom's divorce coming.
I think we all did. It was bound to happen. We just didn't expect it to happen as quickly as it did.
Kevin T. Dillon tweeted, Melissa, I know you and Joe built a recording studio in your house. Are you planning on making new music anytime?
No.
On display, on display. Every day.
He knows the words.
How could he not? Who
Everybody
doesn't?
Does. I know. No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. Joe would like me to, though. He asks
really?
Me to do it all the time.
Why don't you?
I don't know. Like, really? I don't know. I'm very into Envy right now.
I love I Just Wanna.
That's the best one.
It is the best one.
And the video is cute, too.
It's really good. Carmen G emailed, Jerry, do you ever run into some of the California housewives out in the wild?
You know what? Only if you throw a party. Do I see him out there? And then my wife and I just, like, freak
that
out.
Book
like,
party.
Shaking.
That book party at Sir was pretty
my
great.
My wife and I were shaking. I got an autograph of...
everyone
somebody,
was there.
All of them, yeah.
You also... I forgot what I was going to say, and it was so good. I'll remember it on the after show. by the way...
That's
Real
what you
men
were
are boss
say.
Bitches. Is that what I was going to say? I don't know if that's what I was going to say, but it's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to whoever just bought a Leonardo da Vinci painting for a whopping $450 tonight. $450 million tonight. Big difference. Making it the most expensive work of art ever sold. I have to be honest. If I had that much money, I would probably just buy some really, really, really good weed and then all of these boots that all the girls are wearing. Today's Jackal goes to an upper respiratory infection that has caused Mariah Carey to cancel the first few shows on her Christmas tour. Now, but you know what? This must be the war on Christmas that Fox News won't shut up about. Now I get it. Yeah. I want to thank Melissa, Jerry, and Nicole for being here. Tomorrow, it's Macklemore and T-Pain. Love having you. On the after show with Melissa Gorga, Jerry O'Connell, and the author of Boss Bitch, Nicole Lapin. It is a simple 12-step plan to take charge of your career. And you two are real-life pals, right?
We know each other, yeah. She actually made a plaque for my store that says Melissa Gorga, Boss Bitch.
Nice.
And they show it on the show all the time. So.
Yes.
And your son likes it, too.
My son loves to read it because
boss
he gets to
making.
Say the word bitch.
Oh, great. Jerry, I was saying during the break, I always feel like I'm cheating on you when Michael Rappaport is here. I feel like we need to have you and Rappaport on the show together sometime. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, yes. It
that
has
would
to be 1 hour episode.
Honestly.
I haven't really talked to him about this, but I dream of, like a lot of, like, annual issues or maybe even a biannual thing where you're, like, a Judge Judy type character and he and I argue on different sides of, like...
Oh, my God, I dream of that episode.
Like, was Dolores out of line? Whose side are you on?
Yes.
We each argue our points.
Please
like, we're in front
happen.
Of a Supreme Court or something.
Yes.
Make that
I would
happen.
Absolutely. Do you know him? Are you buddies
you know,
with
I
him?
I'm a huge fan. I really do, he's really stepped up the bar for coming on the show. He really,
you think?
You know, I mean, I used to just come on as your goofball friend and as a fan of all the shows and everything, but he has really stepped it up. I have to do homework before I come here.
No.
I have to study. I mean, not just New Jersey, Atlanta, Dallas. I have to get deep. I just have to
do
research.
Well, but you always did, Jerry.
Well, I mean.
He has children and all of that.
Yes.
Like, he's busy.
Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Janet. I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Hey, Janet, what's your question?
My question is for Melissa.
Okay.
I would like to know if, since Joe Giudice is being in jail, have you visited him and how he's doing?
He's actually doing really well. I have not gone to visit him, but my husband has. I've talked to him on the phone a bunch of times because he actually called a lot throughout the summer, and Teresa was at my shore house all summer, so we would always be there and answer the phone. But he's actually doing really well. He lost a lot of weight. And he's doing good. You know, what else can you do? He's passing the time.
Next call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Megan from New Jersey.
Hey, Megan, what's your question?
My question's for Melissa and Jerry.
Okay.
I was wondering if you both think that Siggy is hypocritical for preaching about women empowerment, yet she can't stop starting fights on the side.
Hmm. Well, you know what? I do think that there's times where, she does speak loudly and embarrass, and I don't think that's empowering at all. But I do say that to her face and tell her a lot of that. And you're going to see a lot more of that as this empowerment episode goes on next week. So,
next call, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Heather Cohen from South Jersey. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Heather Cohen, cousin, what's your question?
My question is, let's see, Melissa, congratulations on the new restaurant.
Thank you.
And your husband. Andy, I cannot wait to watch you on New Year's Eve.
Thank you.
And my question is, you're welcome. My question is for Jerry. Jerry, I want to know if you could tell me, because I know Danielle Staub's your girl, what do you think she does to be engaged 29 times? And do you think she gets to keep the ring? Because I can't get engaged once right now, and maybe I can learn.
That's a good question.
First of all, not to correct you, but it's 19 times.
Right. And this, yes, and this is her 20th with this guy now.
Are we at an even 20 now?
We're at an even 20. She just got engaged.
Even it out.
Yeah.
Mazel.
Congratulations. I don't know, but there's something... there's something special going on there. And
she's got the magic.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, this is Rocco calling from Niskayuna, New York.
Hey, Rocco, what's up?
My question is for Melissa.
Okay.
Hey. I can't help but, you know, secretly stalk the Wakilis. And my question for you is, what's yours and Tree's status with the Wakilis?
I'm sorry.
What's your status with the Wakilis?
Oh, with the Wakilis.
Yeah.
We don't see them too much anymore, honestly. So, yeah, that's the status.
Okay, that was that. Nice talking to you.
Okay. Melissa Ramiro Salinas 26, do you miss Jacqueline's friendship at all?
Is that a joke?
Okay. Jerry, out of all the housewives you met, Patrick W. texted, who has left the best and worst impressions?
The best, Melissa Gorga.
Hello. Oh, okay.
Outside of present company excluded.
Excuse me, are you saying that because I'm sitting next to you? Or
no,
well,
not at all.
What's he going to say?
No, stop.
You know, this was not a bad impression, but my wife... and I saw Brandy Glanville, and we were desperate to, like, this is our fault, because we were, like, getting in her eye line and waiting for her to go, like, oh, hey, what's up, kind of Bravo Liberties? Like, come on over, let me say hi. And Brandy didn't give us that invite, and so it's not that anyone was rude, but, like, we were too nervous to go up. You know, now that I'm, like, such old school, like, Bravo Clubhouse
You're
guy,
in.
I'd be like, hey, what's up, Brandy? Tell me everything.
Yeah.
But, at the time, we were very upset with ourselves that we didn't, like, force ourselves to, like, go and say hi to her. So it wasn't a bad experience on her part. It was a bad experience on our part for not being nervy enough.
That is funny.
The end.
Okay.
Notice how I didn't say any... I'm so afraid of saying something bad about one of the housewives.
Yeah, it gets... It's...
Because if you recall, I don't want to get into it. My wife, there was a minor feud with a housewife.
Oh, with Yolanda.
Yes. I'm not saying any names. I don't
Yolanda.
Want to get into it.
Yolanda.
And I really believe.
Yolanda.
I really believe that was my wife, like, just dipping her toe in the house.
But by the way, how hilarious that her feud was with Yolanda, who has no feuds with anyone. I mean, it was very funny. Jerry, Brian L. wants to know what it was like being at the Wendy Williams show when she fainted. What was that like backstage?
Super scary, man. It was really scary. It was, you know, glad she's okay. You know, I watch my Wendy every day. I watch my Kelly and Ryan every day. You know, I'm out of work right now, so I'm watching a lot of daytime television. And it was very scary. We're glad she's okay.
Yeah. I want to thank Jerry and Melissa and Nicole Lappin. Her book is Boss Bitch, a simple 12-step plan to take charge of your career. Now, for more, click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody. That was great. It was Shotsky night. I had plenty of whiskey and thought the after show was really spunky. And I had forgotten that Jerry was in the on the show that day when Wendy Williams fainted, which was very upsetting. And I don't know what is going on there, but I feel for her. So I'm very tired. I went to a Grateful Dead concert last night. I'm exhausted. So I'm going to let that be that. And I'm going to go home now and go to bed like a normal human being. Hope you enjoyed the show. This is your friend Andy, signing off.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.